It's Thursday, December 5th, time for my Daily Rants and Raves. This is Gary Kay, and Daily Rants and Raves are part of the Rave Radio Podcast Network, which is sponsored by Atlas Sound. You can check them out and see all their audio gear and speakers at atlassound.com. So, raise your hand out there if you've wanted to put or had somebody ask you to put a Apple TV on a network so that you can do this BYOD thing where you allow people to come in with an iPhone or an iPad or, for that matter, a Samsung tablet or something like that and put it on a projector without having to connect a VGA cable or an HDMI cable or a DVI cable to it. I'm sure most of you have run into this, or if you haven't, you will run into it. And the problem with doing it is it works really well in a non-secure network, you know, the kind of typical network that you have in your house, but doesn't work well when you're putting it in a highly secure network, especially in, you know, corporations and higher education facilities. And there's a great article online right now at ravepubs.com about this. It's called Wireless Video, the Apple TV Reprise, written by Scott Tyner. He is in charge of AV for a major university, and he talks about the kinds of things you have to go through when trying to put an Apple TV on a network. And he's written about this a couple of times, and it's worth reading. But I suspect this is going to become a bigger and bigger issue in the future because more and more people are going to want to put an Apple TV on a network because of how simple it makes it for people to be able to throw up, like I said, content from an iPhone or a tablet or, for that matter, an iPad on a projector. So check it out. You'll learn a lot from it. You'll understand sort of the complexity of it. And, of course, we'll keep writing about it. So this is Gary Kay. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.